You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DeMarcado the back with Brissett on third down here. Falcons trying to get there with the pressure. Here's Brissett backing up, and he's sacked. And Brandon Dorlus has another one.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack. Squidbilly, Bo Morgan, Dylon hanging out, playing the tunes, and enjoying a victory Monday here. Look, man, we got a lot of stuff to get to. We'll get to the wake-up call here in 1 second. 404-726-0929. Just a plethora of topics today. This is just kind of a smorgasbord of things that you want to dive in on. If you do want to talk about the Falcons, how about, smorgasbord, plethora. I don't even know which one.
Plethora?
If you do want to talk about the Falcons, here's the question I want to ask about the Falcons. What's the one thing you couldn't stop thinking about during the game or after the game? I want to know, call me and tell me, man, I could not stop thinking that we should re-sign Kyle Pitts. Could not stop thinking that, Jeff Ulbrich has really turned around this defense. Could not stop thinking about how good Brandon Dorlus has been this year.
You got any more? Because I was going to
– I was gonna cleared your throat a couple times, so I lost my train of thought, but go ahead.
The Kyle Pitts one is just We have to be take a step back and not be prisoners of the moment. Now I'll tell you that he's playing like a I've never seen him
man possessed.
I've never seen him play, and I've watched this guy's whole career since college, and I've never seen him play with the ruthless aggression, as Vince McMahon would say, that he is playing with, and that's what it is. And it's not. It's a different. It's like. It's almost like someone's took something from him, right? Something was done to him.
Well, they were about to take his spot on the roster if he didn't play well down the stretch. So that's one thing. That's how I've always looked at it.
Well, that still might be a thing. It's
like you get to that point where you're like, you know what? I actually really do like playing football for the Falcons, and I like living here. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should, take things up a notch.
Just remember, though. Remember. Cincinnati's living proof. You can't keep everybody.
I know it.
When it comes down to it, if I'm keeping guys, of the three offensive players that you would talk, he's third. My third option.
I agree with you on that. 404-726-0929 if you want to weigh in on that or any of the other topics that we were getting into today. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Before we get there, let's hit some headlines.
Yes, here are the headlines. Before you clock in, Alabama overcame a 17-0 deficit to beat number 8 Oklahoma in the first round of the college football playoffs, 34-24. Ole Miss beat Tulane 41-10, which means that LSU has to pay Lane Kiffin $250,000 for that bonus. The Hawks lost to the Bulls last night, 152-150. They'll face them again tomorrow night. And tonight, 49ers will take on the Colts on Monday Night Football. Coverage starts right here on 92.9 The Game at 7 o'clock.
404-726-0929. It is time for the wake-up call. Look, always trying to celebrate the Falcons' victory Monday, whether or not you feel good about this team or not, and the fact that we're not going to be involved in the playoffs coming up. If you want to talk about college football playoff, if you just want to tell me simply what your kids told Santa they wanted for Christmas, love to hear from you here on this beautiful Monday. Let's go ahead and head out to the phone lines. Let's talk to Jacob. Jacob is in Dawsonville. Jacob, what's up, man? Happy Monday.
Good morning, guys. Happy Monday. Merry Christmas. Kind of want to second the Kyle Pitts thing right off the bat. I think if you looked at the grand scheme of things and the big picture, obviously need to kind of think back from day one to where he's at now. Obviously playing great football right now, but, you know, blind squirrel can find a nut every now and then. So who knows if that's the case or if he's just flat out going to be like this going forward, or at least a version of this. Question I had kind of out loud. Saw yesterday, seen in previous weeks, offensively, we get in fourth down, short yardage area. It's dive up the middle, draw up the middle. Motions are kind of all over the place. Looks like there's like some confusion. Kind of curious why we continue to do that. I'm not sure what the analytics say, but I watched two consecutive fourth and I think two or less yard shortage situations yesterday where we're trying to run the ball up the middle with Algier. And we fumble one, looked like it was either a miscommunication in motion or a miscommunication in letting him get past to hand the ball off. And then secondly, I mean, you go hand it off again. Tyler's obviously a big bruiser back. I think everyone kind of figures on fourth and short when you're in I or any type of formation of that nature, he's probably going to try to get the ball at the middle. And I don't see a lot of success about it. So I'm just curious.
I think – There's a lot of different directions to go here. Here's the one point I want to make, and then I'll let you answer this question. They have tried just about everything on short yardage. I will give them credit. Nobody has called earlier more often for Zach Robinson's job than me, and I hate the way this run game has been designed. But this is an offense that, first of all, yesterday's the first time I can remember in recent history that you ran two quarterback sneaks on short yardage.
Yeah.
You also have tried things where you put Javon Gwynn in the backfield and used offensive linemen as fullbacks. You tried to throw the ball to Jake Matthews. They have tried a number of different things. The one frustrating thing I keep coming back to is, and Chris Lindstrom's listed at 310, dude. He is not 310. If you pay your right guard $20 million, he better be able to move somebody on short yardage plays, and he can't get it done right now. That's one of the more frustrating things about this team.
There was complaining when we were running stuff off tackle and like pitches and like getting fancy with your fourth and shorts, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing the last caller was complaining, but now there's complaining that we're running up the middle. I would actually tell you that's your best option of getting it on a short yardage is just go ahead and hit. But the problem is you're not built, as you've put it, you're not built for short yardage situations. You're not. And the reason you were successful on the sneaks was because of the way they lined up. They left a bubble, as Arch calls it, like a bubble. So basically the center, Neusel, was uncovered. So when he's uncovered in that situation, angle and Kirk goes with him.
Yep.
And you take that vacated area. You're not built for short yardage. Your best situation is to just try to let Algier ram it forward for that yard instead of bouncing stuff out, unless you're just going to throw the football, and we've seen that not work, and then we're upset because we threw it on fourth and short.
Yeah,
so
I'll let you kind of finish my line of thinking on this, but Arthur Smith is what built this ground game. He's the one that put all these pieces in place to run the ground game that we have. What did Arthur Smith do on short yardage situations? He didn't run it up the middle. He ran a quarterback play, a read option, and a lot of times Desmond Ridder would be running towards the pylon or whatever else was necessary on these plays. We don't do that, and that's one of the frustrating things about the way this offense is put together is that Kirk's never going to do that. That's why you've seen Felipe Franks come in on short yardage and you know, run read option or run the quarterback sneak. So I'll give them credit. They are trying and trying and trying to design different ways to get it done, and I've seen it over the last few weeks. There are times yesterday, though, when I wish they would have gone back to quarterback sneak, and whether with Kirk or somebody else on the roster, and tried to get it done that way.
And you need Penix when he comes back. Whatever you're going to be, you've got to put that back in your game plan.
All right, let's try to get a couple more quick calls in here. Let's go to Jasmine from Clayton County. Jasmine, what's going on?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Mike Mafia.
You'd love to hear it on a Monday, baby.
We
Let's go.
Whooped the Chi Chi Birds in Arizona. We were the hunter. They were the prey. So I'm happy we got that done. But, Mike, you said something about the playoffs, and I got a scenario for you. I want you to mull this over.
Go ahead.
Two Bo, because I know Bo going to throw his 2 cents in, and I love it, right? Let's say we all go 8-9. Let's say we went out, the Panthers lose out, and the Bucs drop the game to the Dolphins, but they beat the Panthers essentially the last game of the season. And we're all 3-3 in the division. Now, I know the Panthers swept us, but they didn't beat the Saints. The Saints swept them, so we beat the Saints and sweep the Saints. Wouldn't that kind of negate some things? But the kicker is we will have 7 conference wins where the Bucs and the Panthers will have 6 conference wins. So by default, even though we tie in the division and be 8-9, wouldn't we still make the playoffs? And if we do, do we think the ain't Saints? So I hope not, yeah. But can't wait to be at the game next Monday. I'm a season ticket holder, so I'm looking forward to that. And let me know what you guys think. Y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Appreciate
and I'm hoping, yeah.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, man. Appreciate the phone call, and thanks for being a part of the Mafia. What he just said makes sense in a certain couple of directions, although the Saints, we would not have the tiebreaker of the Saints because they're not part of the three-way tie at that point. And I think that's what keeps us out of the playoffs. And, look, the NFL Network's a lot smarter than me. They
can't
break the thing down.
There's something about when it's a three-way tie, it's like common opponent, or there's like all kinds of tiebreakers. But we've already got the E. I mean, we've already been eliminated. So
yeah.
There's no shot. It would just be funny if we all finished 8-9.
Well, that's what I was saying. I think you have to be a part of the three-way tiebreaker if you're going to own the tiebreaker. And Carolina would own the tiebreaker over us having beat us twice. Yeah. So I think that's what kind of that ends that conversation.
And right now they're 6-4 in conference. So
yeah, appreciate the phone call though, as always.
Hey, you know how in football timing is everything. You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's try to get 1 or 2 more. Let's go talk to Brad. He's in Villarica.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning? Mike Poppy. Yeah!
Let's go. I love it.
No, seriously, though, real talk. The Falcons, dude. I appreciate the win yesterday. Thank God we ate those Cardinals, you know, to death. So, but that's real good. That's real good news. But I just want to look forward for next season, you know, because I mean this past season, people could say let's start Kirk Cousins, you know, in the beginning of the season. Maybe if our season would have went, you know, better with him at the helm. But it is what it is. Crap happens. Mike, I got a question to ask you, buddy.
Go ahead, man.
Do you honestly think, like, I watched that Alabama and Oklahoma game. If you look where he threw that ball, the quarterback, if you see his eyes going to that left, you know, he didn't look to the right. He didn't look at no other receiver downfield or anything. You know, that receiver was running a streak route. You know, so in my mind, did that quarterback throw that ball to the Alabama defender on purpose?
Oh, Brad, stop. Brad, stop it. Appreciate the phone call, Brad. I was sitting there going, what are you building up to here, Brad? Oh, my God. He said he did it on purpose.
According to Mater,
dear God,
he audibled at the line, and he didn't do a good enough job of getting it to the receivers. And he was basically trying to change the play to like kind of like a little hot route type of like little speed
hot
out.
Route, hot route.
And the receiver didn't get the call. And so he basically took two steps and turned and threw it. And when he did, Bammer was sitting there for another pick six. The guy had the pick six against Tennessee.
He's also the one that the game sealing interception last year against Georgia. I mean, he's a good player. Can't wait to talk to Arch. And I want to ask him about an interception when Drake London falls down yesterday. That was the one early. God, I just felt like everything was going against us in that game.
That field sucks, by the way.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Ding.
Also, make sure to join the morning shift every Friday for the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting us at the morning shift. It's the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. Like Mike mentioned, we do have Dave Archer joining us next to talk about last night's victory on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.